Okay, now I'll turn to the Out of the Battlefield Nurse and read a couple of poems that are an extension of this, of death, of the horror, and the problem of this kind of death. Taken out of a military context and out of a theological context, then let us look at a short lyric poem dealing with the finding of someone you knew that was dead, which happened to me 2 years ago in Wisconsin, a fellow instructor who, after a 2 weeks Christmas vacation, didn't come back to school, and fearing that he might have hurt himself and couldn't reach the phone, my wife and I went to locate him, and I found him dead on the sofa. Had been dead for 3 days, and when the mail paper boy came to deliver papers, thought that he was taking his afternoon nap, which he was forever. And ironically, that afternoon, I had been hunting. It was about 20 degrees, beautiful, clear blue sky, about an inch of snow on the ground, and it was good for tracking rabbits. And I had telescopic sights on a rifle, and I was searching for cottontails. And it didn't hit anything, but coming back that afternoon to find my friend dead, as I looked through the storm window dividers, he was framed in there as if I were looking through a telescope. And so I used that as the image of death. Death to me in a naturalistic world is, as it was to Stephen Crane, the gun that shoots you, the bullet doesn't have your name on it. At least if the bullet had your name on it, you know, you could feel halfway happy about it. At least if someone cared enough to put your name on it. But Wally Brown died at 34 of a heart attack. And so this is what I find part of the horror in life. It isn't as deep as a metaphysical horror, exactly. He wasn't struggling against anything when he died. In fact, he was correcting term papers. And so this is, to him, Wally Brown, instructor, the major thing of the whole poem, actually, is, as I mentioned, just that one image of death as a telescope. I've just tried to reconstruct the scene that I've told you. Mine were the only snow tracks coming and going like death calling, where an evening, fresh from the hunt, I found you napping away your 3 day vigil forever. Newspapers were rolled at the door like papyrus of some terminal officious proclamation. Your house ablaze like a cathedral kept the neighbors and robbers away. Term papers you settled down to read were piled thick as Sears Roebuck. Everything tidied before your heart went out. The front door was opened. Were you waiting? Your bloated, pale body mooned through the storm window dividers to shoot me through the eyes. A theme in your clenched hand caught you drifting asleep. Blue because of snow, blue sky because of sun, no clouds. In the soft snow I had lain sighting cottontails. They waved their behinds like truce flags in innocent retreat. I rose, left my other self there, returned from the hunt to find you, see myself, where we must follow, framed in crosshairs of telescopic sights.